Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, another week of broadcast is about to conclude here in just a few hours. Time is just flying past us. It is the 26th day of March 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have Tom Flacco joining us, and Tom is a journalist who's written for major publications like WorldNet Daily and Newsmax. He's an investigative reporter. He's been at all of the whitewash hearings that have been open to the public. He's broken dozens of major news stories concerning 9/11. And with some of the latest revelations, he'll be bringing those forward in the second hour, so in about 59 minutes. In the third hour, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster done some amazing predictions. An economist, of course, former Army intelligence. We'll talk about the economy and also his take on the Madrid bombings in the third hour. And, of course, we'll have wide open phones throughout the broadcast. Wide open phone lines, 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls early in this hour and take a lot of your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, both updated daily for you. You know, I mentioned this UNICEF Nigerian polio vaccine contaminated with sterilizing agents, scientists find. I covered this in the third hour. I didn't spend enough time on it. I'm going to cover it for 5 minutes or so in this first hour after I get to some more of the news, because this just shows you the mindset of the globalists caught red-handed and how any of us could trust any vaccines or the water or anything the government's providing us is insane. And I'll go over some of the history of the mass sterilization program going on. You wonder why the women are becoming infertile while the men are. A lot of it is by design. This is confirmed from official Australian, British, EU, U.S. government documents. So that's coming up. China says it won't sit by if Taiwan turmoil worsens after the president and the vice president got shot last Friday, 7 days ago. We will also then get into two bills now pending to bring back the draft, and they're very close to passing. We'll go over those. GPS tracks state youth offenders moving in with Big Brother. Civil liberties groups cry foul over EU anti-terrorism plans, getting rid of all their freedoms, just like the Patriot Act. Blair to offer Libya military training. We've always been at war with East Asia. We've never been at war with East Asia. It's just one day they're the enemy, next day they're the friend. So we'll get into Blair's horrific plan to sell arms to Libya. Well, Israel's always selling them to Iran. Also, U.S. sent medically unfit soldiers to Iraq. Pentagon acknowledges. That's just some of what's coming up. There is so much that we'll be covering here on the show today. I do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, with a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. So 9 hours a day, whatever time zone you're in globally, or we've got a time when you can listen to the show. And if your local AM or FM isn't picking it up during those hours, you can always listen at GCNlive.com or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But again, any of these issues I've mentioned, you're welcome to call in about it, or any news item you think's important, just have your question, your comment ready, because we want to go to calls quickly and get as many of you in as possible. I know it's frustrating for a lot of people that try to call in week after week and either can't get through or we never get to you, but we're trying to change that, and we've been doing a better job of it. So again, 1-800-259-9231. Shortwave frequencies, by the way, are 94.75 during the day, 32.10 at night.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Friday, the 26th of March, 2004. In about 52 minutes, we're going to have Tom Flacco, investigative journalist, writer for Newsmax, WorldNet Daily, you name it, joining us. He's covered all of the public hearings, the last two whitewash commissions, and he'll get into some of the latest, smoking gun, cover-up, prior knowledge information, press conferences that have been given by witnesses that you never see on the nightly news, despite the fact that masses of cameras surround these individuals that are bringing this information forward. Then in the third hour, Bob Chapman, economist, author, of course, former Army intelligence, will get into the economy, the plunging dollar, and what he thinks about the Madrid bombings over in Spain from his educated point of view that I concur with, by the way. So that's coming up in the second and third hours. Of course, as I said, wide open phones, 800-259-9231. In about 30 minutes or so, I will air a clip that we posted on PrisonPlanet.com that originated from the Richard Milhouse Nixon Presidential Library. Now, I first read an Associated Press article, I guess 6 years ago when I was doing research, or 5 years ago when I was doing research on Bohemian Grove in Tex Mars's archives. He has several rooms just full of files. And it quoted Richard Nixon as talking about Bohemian Grove in a bad light. And so I've mentioned that article on air. I've talked about it. Well, lo and behold, we posted this on prisonplanet.com, where Richard Nixon has some interesting things to say about the Bohemian Grove. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard other presidential phone call conversations from LBJ, Kennedy, even Reagan. They're not very high quality. I mean, if you listen carefully, you can hear everything he's saying on the website. We're going to broadcast it. So you definitely do not want to miss that when it's coming up a little bit later in the show. Right now, though, I want to continue with the news. And I want to go back to an article that I covered a little bit yesterday, but not properly, because it's such a big deal. It's such a smoking gun into the mindset of the globalist and the criminal activities they're engaged in. Now, by turn of the century, they have the social Darwinist, the H.G. Wells types of the world, who are calling for a new world order, who are calling for sterilizing most of the people of the planet, who are calling for a one-child policy. They had the Malthusian view that the masses of people dying was no big deal. And there are literally hundreds and hundreds of prestigious publications over just the last few decades. And this is what you'll hear at any martini party with the sociology or biology professors at a major university. The people bomb, how we've got to get rid of 80 to 95% of the population. And Prince Philip, in his own publication of I Was an Animal, that he wrote in 1987, says I'd like to come back as a particularly deadly virus to kill 80-plus percent of the population. Ted Turner, back in the mid-90s, actually 1997, at a press dinner live on C-SPAN, said, and it was also picked up by Audubon Magazine, that that we need to kill 95% of the useless feeders. That, by the way, is a Adolf Hitler quote. Margaret Sanger gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler, helped them set up their eugenics program, Planned Parenthood today in this country. And we have the 1973 declassified documents of Dr. Henry Kissinger, declassified in 1992. We've posted those on the main page many, many times. Just use the search engine on Infowars.com. Type in Henry Kissinger, population control programs. It should pop up for you. And they told the five most populous third world countries, sterilize half of your population or you'll get no IMF or World Bank money. And then all over the globe, from India to China to Nigeria, they would just go around grabbing poor women and would tie their tubes. So this is going on. This is their program. This is what they're up to. This is what they believe in. And a major pro-life group in Canada, LifeSight, took several mainstream articles and put their own story together, and they reported years ago that it's not the first time that UNICEF has been embroiled in a controversy over sterilizing agents and vaccines. They reported that in 1995, the Catholic Women's League of the Philippines won a court order halting a UNICEF anti-tetanus program because the vaccine had been laced with B-HCG, which when given in a vaccine permanently causes women to be unable to sustain a pregnancy. And it says, the Supreme Court of the Philippines found the surreptitious sterilization program had already vaccinated 3 million women ages 12 to 45. B-HCG laced vaccine was also found in at least four other developing countries. Now, a top Indian scientist from India did tests of vaccines being used in Africa and India, other third world countries, at one of the most prestigious laboratories in India. And they found a new sterilizing agent bonded to the pathogen in the vaccine. That is what the body creates an autoimmune response to. They bind it to other chemicals or other living agents, depending on which one they choose to use. And then it sterilizes the woman. And time again, when the UN gets caught doing this with different manufacturers in different countries, magically, these expensive synthetic products get added, agents get added, They say, oh, it's an accident, but it's not an accident because the programs are only for women. This is sold as UN funding for women's health programs, which all your loving liberals go out and lobby for. More for women. Women deserve it. Oh, you certainly do, the globalists say. And so they go out and target women because this stuff wouldn't hurt men. It wouldn't sterilize men. They have other ways of doing that. The water supply chemically, they admit, I have hundreds of major studies, top scientists, epidemiologists, biologists on this show. I mean, Nobel Prize winners have been on this show. Sodium fluoride, in even low levels, reduces your sperm count massively, and that's why in countries that have been fluoridating, you have 75 to 85% reductions in sperm counts and sterility in millions and millions of men. But continuing with this article, UNICEF Nigerian polio vaccine contaminated with sterilizing agents, scientist finds a UNICEF campaign to vaccinate Nigeria's youth against polio may have been a front for sterilizing the nation, Dr. Haruna Kaita, a pharmacological scientist and dean of the Facility of Pharmacological Sciences of Abdul Bello University in Zaire, took samples of the vaccine to labs in India for an analysis. Using World Health Organization recommended technologies like gas chromatography, or GC, and radio immunoassay, Dr. Katia, upon analysis, found evidence of serious contamination. Quote, some of the things we discovered in the vaccines are harmful, toxic. Some have direct effects on human reproductive systems, he said in an interview with the Weekly Trust newspaper. Quote, I have some other professional colleagues who are Indians who were in the lab and could not believe the discovery, he said. When asked by the Trust newspaper why the doctor felt the drug manufacturers would have contaminated the oral polio vaccine, he gave three reasons. These manufacturers or promoters of these harmful things have a secret agenda, which only further research can reveal. Well, we've done that research, sir. Secondarily, they have always taken us in the third world for granted, thinking we don't have the capability, capacity, knowledge, and equipment to conduct tests that would reveal such contaminants. And very unfortunately, they also have people to defend their atrocities within our midst. Yeah, we're paid off. And worse still, some of these are supposed to be our professionals who we rely on to protect our interests. The doctor is demanding that those who imported this fake drug in the name of polio vaccines be prosecuted like any other criminal. Now, about 6 months ago, I visited my doctor. I hadn't had a checkup in years, and I visited the doctor, this mainstream medical doctor, and he was telling me, we were having a discussion about vaccines. He said, you know, Alex, he goes, I was working in a major clinic here. He goes, I won't tell you the names. I know you'll go on the air with it. But he said they were still giving, he said last month, so this is 7 months ago, he said they were still giving the oral polio vaccine, despite the fact that it's not supposed to be used in America, because they admit that it has SV40, a very aggressive, deadly form of cancer virus. This monkey virus, humans didn't have all these new weird forms of cancers. They admit it's causing them. I mean, weird cancers in the brain that look like purple yogurt. I mean, these are the descriptions. All these new, horrible cancers. I mean, it's just flesh-eating cancers, just accelerated cancers. And again, they banned it in the use in the Western world because they admit it's deadly, but it continues for the third world. And he said, oh, they're still giving this 30-year-old vaccine right here in Austin, Texas. How many of you listening in Austin went and slurped it down with pleasure because you didn't want to believe that radical Alex Jones? That guy that makes up stuff about an imaginary group called Skull and Bones, and that crazy who believes there's a world government, as the presidents announce it. I mean, this is the horror, my friends. I hope you'll go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and I hope you'll read these news articles. I mean, just a month ago it came out, CDC's own documents, they admit it's brain-damaging tens of thousands of children every year. Millions have been damaged in the aggregate by the thimerosal mercury. It's going to continue. They talked about in the documents how to cover it up, how to continue it. Why, if we stop it, they'll get wise. We've got to continue. I mean, how do they sleep at night? It's part of a concerted program to brain damage you. And when you get overly brain damaged, then you get the autism. The rest of the public are just having a 20 to 30% IQ point reduction. It is Brave New World.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
I won't back down. I can't back down.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I know what's right. I got just one life, my friends, and so do you. Stand up against evil. Be in the game. Get off the bench. Be part of history on the side of decency. We'll take calls, then I'll get into more of the top headlines coming up in the next segment after some calls, and I'll air that presidential phone call discussion with Richard Nixon from his presidential library where he talks about Bohemian Grove. Bud in Texas. Bud, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You do a heck of a job. And I would the immigration or illegal immigration or whatever is my hot button issue, and I'd love to tell everybody about the East Austin largely Mexican neighborhood that I live in and what they could expect. But in the interest of brevity, I was wondering if you could tell me what an administrative judge does, and because I have a problem with a criminal that I believe is protected, and I want to know, you know, how much danger I might be in by taking action. So,
well, that's probably not enough info for me to come up with an answer for you.
Well,
let's go back to the immigration issue. Are there masses of illegals in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, sure. I mean, when I call PD, for instance, to say, you know, ask for parking enforcement because they like to park on the sidewalk, you know, I don't know if that's just the way they do things. But, you know, and I'm calling off a plate number, they're like, you know, that's too many numbers. Like, no, this one's from, you know, Michio Con or whatever, you know. I mean, there's the park nearby, you know, I walk the dog
out
there.
This is the frustration, is that as citizens, whether we're Hispanic or black or white or polka-dotted, we're under all these new rules, all this oppression, but foreigners, whether it be from Mexico or Russia, we always talk about Mexico because that's the majority, have more rights than citizens, get more tuition, more welfare. It's designed that way.
Sure.
But getting back to administrative judges and administrative courts, I don't know which administrative court you're talking about, but a lot of these are over color of law. Government just creates new jurisdictions, new bodies, and then they go out and engage in quasi-governmental activities, and, you know, the Constitution's null and void in their courts, so I don't, you know.
Well, I guess what I'm seeing is all the functionaries, like, you know, PD, power company, legal aid, you know, they're all like, you know, well, this guy's crooked, you know, be careful with him, you know, but yet, you know, you got drugs.
Yeah, that's the problem with a corrupt society. This happened in Nazi Germany.
So I guess my question is...
Let me just go over this.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, since you bring it up. This is what happens in a corrupt society, is that you got the big criminals and then all their minion criminals, and they protect them, and then they just start feeding on people, and then it becomes a third world system, and then why should anybody work hard? Because somebody will just take it from you, and then everybody just gets lazy, and then we stop progressing.
Apathy is a terrible thing. Yeah, you're right. You know?
Okay.
But I mean...
Finish up real quick here.
Okay. You know, so I'm just trying to discern whether, you know, going to the FBI a wrong move? Because obviously...
You know, occasionally, going to the FBI is not a bad thing.
Okay.
I went to the FBI about 8 years ago when I had a satanic cult after me. This even ended up in the newspaper. And they sent four thugs to attack me in a parking lot. And I found out about some of their activities and what they were doing. And I did call the FBI, and the FBI really did go after him, and they disappeared and quit messing with me. And this is what I've explained. The low-level FBI guy that investigates bank robberies or, you know, money laundering or whatever at the low level is a good person. Then it's the counterterrorism divisions that are the criminals, so it's kind of a separation of division of labor there. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes the FBI really will do something. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that call. Let's talk to Emo, I believe, in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to call you. I haven't called in a long time, and tell you I really appreciate what you're doing. It takes a lot of fortitude to do what you're doing.
Well, thank you, but I'm just doing my duty.
Go ahead. That's it. I wanted to call and ask you. I sent you an email in reference to some things that's flying around about Nestara, NESARA.US.
Yeah, it's not real.
Okay.
It's government disinfo. You know, the government secretly is good, and never mind the Patriot Act. Everything's about to be perfect. I just lay down, and everything's fine.
Right.
It's not true. It's a fraud.
Right. That's what I thought, because after I was reading into this thing, I was like, wait a minute, something's not right here. This doesn't sound right, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a magical secret law they passed, and the government's going to give you all your rights back, and the New World Order was defeated, and just go back to sleep. Everything's fine. I mean, it's total garbage.
Right. And I bought that Berkey light, too. That's awesome, that product that you're selling. That's amazing.
Well, good job. Stop drinking the poison. You've done that, and good job.
Amen. I had another question for you. I'm wondering if I could get to
it. Go ahead and throw it out. I'll answer it after the break.
Okay, about what are we supposed to do, like with the driver's license and stuff like that? A lot of us are standing up and sending them back. What should we do now that we did that?
Okay, what do we do about the biometric national ID card known as the driver's license? We'll be back to answer that question.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full 1 year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
Coming up, Tom Flacco, investigative journalist, writes for WorldNet Daily, Newsmax, you name it. He's been there since day one at the two different whitewash commissions in Congress, at Congress, and a bunch of new big smoking gun developments, cover-ups, and prior knowledge, you name it. We'll talk about that from an eyewitness to all of this coming up in the next hour. Then in the third hour, Bob Chapman, economist, former Army intelligence, to talk about the plunging dollar, the economy, his take on the Madrid bombings, and much more. Of course, more of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. A caller in Pennsylvania was just bringing up the driver's license, the biometric driver's license, federally funded, going in almost every state. And he said, what do you do about it? Well, in 97, I went in and protested and got arrested at the DPS with about 100 protesters here in Austin. And I put it at the end of my first film, America Destroyed by Design. The last 20 minutes is the protest and my arrest and what the biometric plan is. Now you can see everything I claimed in that film coming true in the grocery stores and the theme parks and the school buses and the public schools. No food allowed without thumb scanning, no cash allowed. He asked, what do you do? I mean, it's like living in Russia, you know, and going, well, a national ID card is wrong, but if you're going to be fighting it, you've got to have the national ID card, I guess, to go about your business in the country fighting the tyranny. And so about a year ago, before 9/11, I could still get on planes with my old driver's license or passport, but now without it, you can't get on planes. And so I said, I said, well, will I stop flying places? Will I not fly to L.A. to go on national television? Or will I not, you know, fly to Florida to expose corruption? So I went and thumb scanned and got the driver's license. My point was exposing what this system is. Need to get people behind a movement to repeal this and not go along with it. So it's up to you what you're going to do, but it's very, very serious. It's a federal program of total control to track everything you do. And they're going to move towards making you swipe your ID card, your driver's license, which is your national ID card in your face, when you buy anything, because that'll be part of the new national sales tax. And they're getting you ready for this if you buy cold medicine or cigarettes or beer. Oh, we got to swipe your card. Many states do this just to make sure that that you're as old as you say you are, or because you're buying cold medicine, it could be for making drugs. We've got to, so they're preparing you for this, and now the thumb scanners are going in. They're getting rid of the people at the checkout counters, and then the thumb scanners go in after the self-checkout goes in. This is all part of the program of control. Before I go back to your calls, John and Don and Kevin and Chris and many others that are patiently holding, on PrisonPlanet.com right now, we have a clip from the presidential library of Richard Milhouse Nixon. And again, I have an AP article from years ago where they talk about Mr. Nixon openly discussing in one of their recorded conversations there at the White House how he hates Bohemian Grove, you know, how he's been there and how it's, quote, the most faggy bleep bleep thing, you know, place he's ever been. And I pointed this out, you know, in the film and on the air because everybody that went there didn't love it. Ronald Reagan said he didn't like it in recorded transmissions. Nixon said it, but the point is they had to go there to be part of the power structure. They had to be there when they did the rituals. They had to do all of this. And, you know, the Washington Times reports, you know, how they run around naked in the woods. That's Washington Times. It's in my film. First 20 minutes of the film is just news articles and documents and autobiographies of prime ministers and chancellors and people talking about the rituals, talking about what goes on. Major publications have reported they bus in the male and female prostitutes for them. And the point is, this is all off limits. We're just not supposed to discuss how our Christian conservative leaders, supposedly, are attending this. And I have photos from their own annals, from the 96 to from the 86 to 96 annals posted on Infowars.com. Of George Bush and his son, the current president, there at the Grove, what, in 1993, the two of them, they're giving a speech beneath the owl. This is a real place. It's been in the news. I got the footage of this. Now, this audio clip, when you listen to it online, you know, these presidential tapes are already bad enough. And you can listen, you can clearly hear it online. We tried to clean up the clip a little bit, but you really got to strain to hear what he's saying. We bleeped out some of Nixon's profanities here, but you can listen to the clip unedited at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But go ahead and hit that clip, Stephanie.
Let's look at Northern California, U.S. and General Assembly in San Francisco just gone. It's clear over. I don't know, but it isn't just down in the rainy part of town now, but the upper class in San Francisco is that way. The Bohemian Grove that I attend on time to time. The Easterners and the others that come here. But it is the most faggot thing that you will ever imagine on San Francisco crowd because it's just terrible. I mean, I can't shake hands with anybody from San Francisco.
Really? Well, it's a different set of values that has been induced into that.
Okay, and sometimes when you take an audio clip and try to clean it up, it makes that weird computer noise in the background. Stephanie? Try to open that up off the website and just play it raw. I mean, he says GD. I consider that profanity. I don't use that. When he says it's the most faggy, then right there, pause, you know, fade the audio down for about a second or two. I mean, you know, they use this on Rush Limbaugh Show and everywhere else. We try to have higher standards. But somehow, you know, Stephanie, you say that clip's better now. It sounds worse because online you can really hear what they're saying. All right, I tell you what, how about you try to record it onto the computer again, Stephanie? Here I am giving him instructions live on air. And how about you record it on the computer and just not clean it up? Because somehow I think the cleaning it up somehow put that computerized heterodyne noise on it, which seems to happen. But again, I mean, off the presidential website, it's horrible enough, and then we put it on our site, and then we transfer it here. And it's an important piece of evidence, though. I don't know if you could make out what he was saying. I mean, I can make out some of it. But later in the show, we'll try to play it raw without trying to clean it up, and maybe it'll be easier to hear. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, go ahead.
God bless you, Alex. I'm going to try to be real brief.
Well, let me ask you a question. Could you hear what Nixon was saying?
Sir, I couldn't understand it. I was listening to it over the phone, and I couldn't hear what he was saying.
Well, you can clearly hear it online, so I guess, but go ahead.
Anyway, I wanted to bring up 2 points I think you'll have an opinion on. I'll be real brief because I know other people are waiting. First one is, as you know, the globalists are putting, quote-unquote, the protection of intellectual property as one of their big priorities. And I sent you an email about Reuters now saying that they're going to be searching the Internet for looking for anybody that's using any of their material, even if normally it'd be fair use, and going after them for copyright infringement. The second point I wanted to bring up that I haven't heard you talk about was the performance by our Lord Bush in front of the television and radio commentators, where he was doing things like getting under a desk, saying he was looking for the WMD, and say the comments about Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and all that stuff about Rumsfeld and the other people. So anyway, those are my 2 points. I'd appreciate hearing from them. Again, God bless you, Alex.
Well, thank you. I hope somebody will send me the video of that was on C-SPAN. I didn't see it. I have the article here. I mean, it's not half as bad as the stuff he said to Ozzy Osbourne, you know, blood and hell and death and Sabbath, bloody Sabbath, and Bush laughing and cackling, because they do stuff a lot more radical than that at Skull and Bones, you know, getting in the coffins, doing all the bizarre, dark Masonic stuff that, well, we saw develop, unfortunately, out in Long Island just a few weeks ago. So
Alex,
I don't know what to say about it.
Alex, what do you think about the Reuters thing about them going to be using that FAST search engine looking for anybody that's using any of their material that they haven't given their previous blessing to?
Well, I mean, this is all just fear-mongering. The Internet is damaging the globalist, and so it starts out with people that are ripping off music off the Internet, which I've never done because I don't listen to a lot of music. We've got to do, you know, first it's Napster, then it's that, you know, and now, oh, we want to go after everything. And you know, so they go and arrest a bunch of old ladies and people because their grandchildren use their computers, or they don't arrest them, you know, they sue them. It's all fear-mongering. There's billions of people online now, over a billion. There's nothing they can do. It's selective enforcement to try to scare people. It's civil. So it's a bunch of propaganda. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the call, John. Let's go ahead and talk to Don. And, Don, where are you calling us from?
Raleigh, North Carolina, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Pleasure to speak with you. On behalf of every American who cherishes freedom, liberty, and privacy, I want to thank you for doing your duty.
Well, thank you.
You've helped to inspire me to have the courage to try to wake up those around me to this evil that's going on around us. What I'm calling today about is I wanted to alert the people in my area, especially here in North Carolina, to pay attention to what's going on in the sky. And I don't know if this relates to what you were talking about earlier with the vaccines and who knows what they're spraying with these contrails, but I ventured outside of my area this morning about 45 miles south of Raleigh, which gets you out in the country, and looked up in the sky, and it's a beautiful spring day, blue sky, very few clouds, and I saw a couple of jets going across the sky, and the contrails that they were leaving were minuscule. They did not persist. They evaporated and went away within a minute.
Yeah, that's a real contrail.
That's
but
a real
contrail. Or a spray trail, you know, contrails don't form at 4,000 feet.
You're right.
Magically now, in the middle of the summer, the winter, doesn't matter, they do here, and they sit there for 4 or 5 hours. That's not a condensation trail.
That's right. Well, when I returned home, which is in a suburb of Raleigh, North Carolina this morning, around 11 o'clock or so, I looked up into the sky, and the sky was crisscrossed with contrails, new ones, jets crossing our area, billowing out white, very brilliant-looking vapor that persists And anyone that goes outside here right now can look up in the sky and probably see 10 or 15 of these things and the cloud banks that have formed and expanded. What it reminds me of, I grew up on a farm here, and I used to put chemicals in water. And some of the ways that these clouds are dispersing reminds me of the way chemicals disperse in water. And it certainly makes me very concerned about what they're spraying over us today.
Listen, I hear you, and I appreciate the call, Don, and, there in Carolina. Look, I just read admitted official reports where the UN puts hormones in vaccines that sterilize women. If they'll do that, they'll do anything. They cannot be trusted. Let's talk to Kevin in Pennsylvania. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, I called in a local talk show, Michael Smirkanish, and they were talking about the 911 commission. I might have sounded a little crazy when I called in, but I said that it's all problem, reaction, solution. And, you know, it's a whitewash. The government did 911. It's, you know, to scare us into submission. It, you know, I one thing I did say a couple times is that Homeland Security and the Patriot Act are aimed at American citizens, and I gave your name and your website. Did you notice a, would you happen to notice a jump in hits on your website around?
Well, I hate to sound braggish, but, I mean, sir, we get millions and millions of individual visitors every week now to the site, so
there's the whole Philadelphia area here that was listening at that time to that station, you know, heard me call in.
Well, good job. No, I mean, that's certainly why we get millions of visitors, is because people like you call into C-SPAN and call into Sean Hannity and call into all these shows.
Hey, but does that make them angry, by the way, if you call into a normal talk show and give out, you know, say stuff like that, like the government did it? But, you know, like,
no, I mean, it makes some shows mad. And other shows like it because it's, you know, they think it's entertaining, it's interesting. I mean, who cares what they think?
Yeah, but I mean, but that's why the screener asked what you're going to say, because, well, if you told the screener that, then they wouldn't let you on.
Well, that's it. I mean, look, the quickest way to get on a neocon show is call up and say you're a liberal, act really stupid, and they'll get you on instantly. If you call up and say I'm a conservative and Bush isn't a conservative, you're not going to get on the air.
Yeah, but it's all controlled. You see,
well, in some areas it is. There are a lot of talk shows that aren't controlled, but there's not a lot of big syndicated ones that aren't.
This one's a local show that's very popular, but I know that, see, I had to talk fast, because if I just talk normally, he's going to cut me off before I make any good points.
Yeah.
Before I say anything substantial, you know.
So what did he say after you were on the show?
He was asking me, how do they do it? And it's like, I don't have anything in front of me, you know, and I'm all hyper saying things, you know. It's not
well,
like
you don't have a lot of time. You say, look, we don't have time to get into all the details. You need to research it. And, you know, here's just a few case examples. The Bushes are in business with the Bin Ladens. They flew them out of the country on 9/11. They warned Mayor Willie Brown not to fly to New York that day. The CIA engaged in insider trading. Some of the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. 9 of the 19 hijackers have been found to still be alive. Just fire those out at them, and that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. I hope a couple people, at least, that heard me, you know, went up to your site and, you know, maybe...
Well, good job.
But I'll tell you another thing.
Okay, Kevin.
Just like you've been saying that, you know, years ago, like, half the people would disagree with you, and now it's hard-pressed for you to find a caller that disagrees with you. People on the street now that I talk to... Only once in a while will I get somebody that'll disagree. A lot of people that I talk to, they're like, yeah, you know what? It does look like the government did it.
That's it. I appreciate the call. Everybody knows the truth deep in their guts if they've got a soul. Now, if you're, you know, the wicked of the world are blind, but yes, sir. That's what we've seen. It's very, very encouraging to hear that from you. Thank you. We'll break. I'm going to come back, get some news, and then we got a guest coming up. We'll go to your calls early in the next hour. Before I end this segment, though, be sure and visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure and visit the sites. Be sure and order the videos, the books, the information. Because if you don't give this story legs, if you don't expose the New World Order, nobody will. The power we have is through you. So don't thank me. I want to thank you. I want to thank those that have gotten the videos and made copies. I want to thank those that have called into C-SPAN and other talk shows. I want to thank those that have gone down to their county commissioner meetings and gotten the Patriot Act thrown out at their city councils. But a lot of you haven't taken action, so go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and use our secure, safe online shopping cart and order some of the videos today. Get them, make copies, and get them out to people. The toll-free number to get my videos is 1-888-253-3139. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Get those two films on 9/11. 1-888-253-3139. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We'll be right back. Stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards, and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, we'll cover some more news. Then we got Tom Flocko, investigative journalist, who's been there at the whitewash hearings covering it, joining us. And we'll take more of your calls into the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. Kind of got rushed there at the end of the last segment. Again, it is so important that we have videos that are waking up 90% of those that see them. You need to take action. If you already own my films, make some copies, donate them to the library, Give them to your county commissioners, you know, whatever. Just your city council, the local talk show host, your pastor. Take action. If you haven't gotten the films, get them. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or write to me at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay. And the videos are $25.95 a piece. If you order three or more, they drop down to $20. My book's $12. Watson's book's $19.95. Carry a bunch of other videos and books as well. Back into the news. China says it won't sit by if Taiwan turmoil worsens. Reuters reports that China, in its strongest statement yet on the political crisis convulsing Taiwan since its controversial election, warned on Friday it would not stand idly by if the situation on the island spirals out of control. Quote, "We will not sit by watching should the post-election situation in Taiwan get out of control, leading to social turmoil, endangering the lives and property of our flesh-and-blood brothers and affecting stability across the Taiwan Strait. Yes, soon, Taiwan, you'll have mobile death vans for speaking out against the government, and your churches will be shut down. Soon, you'll be living under the UN award-winning country's control." Beijing's policy-making Taiwan Affairs Office said in a statement they will not sit idly by as their flesh and blood is hurt. It reiterated that China was paying close attention to events on the island, which had been racked by protests and political paralysis since President Chen Shih-bian, who favors Taiwan independence, won re-election by the thinnest of margins on Saturday. The opposition immediately contested the result and demanded a recount. So China's clearly trying to destabilize, and they may have really shot him. Some are saying now it's a staged shooting. I don't know. Isn't that kind of what the commies do? Who knows, though? This is an interesting little tidbit here for you. Two bills now pending to bring back the draft. There's actually about nine of them, but these are two that have been out of committee now. H.R. 163, this is from the bill, to provide for the common defense by requiring that all young persons in the United States, including women, perform a period of military service or a period of civilian service in the furtherance of the national defense and homeland security and for other purposes. And we've read the other purposes, tattletale squads, gun-grabbing squads, checkpoint squads, environmental land-grab squads, literally. Just everybody has to serve. And in some of the bills, it says 18 to 49. S-89 says to provide for the common defense by requiring that all young persons in the United States, including women, perform a period of military service or a period of civilian service in furtherance of the national defense and homeland security and for other purposes. So it'll be a new type of draft, not where you join the military and go fight, but where you engage in Secure Corps and TIPS type programs. Pretty scary stuff, but again, we're in the new Stasi America. After the feds blow something else up, you better believe they're going to pass this. They've said they will, and I guess I'm going to be under it. You know, I'm under 49 years of age. As you read into these bills, 49 is a young person, and I guess a lot of us will get arrested. We refuse to go tattle on neighbors, help run checkpoints, help do environmental, tattletaling. Ooh, I saw somebody leave a Coke can at the park. I mean, literally, that's what they say they're going to do. So imagine you have to serve your 10 hours a week in the Homeland Brigade. You have to volunteer your time, compulsory volunteerism, to watch the surveillance camera feeds from FEMA, the New York Times reported. So Orwellian, it is unspeakable to try to even describe the bone-chilling nature of it. Tom Flacco's up next. More of your calls. Tons of news in the second and third hours. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. 803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.